Takže vracíme se zpátky na mikrofon s Iconem a Das Nounem. Já chci ještě zmínit, že to, co jste teď slyšeli, tak byla skladba The Game You Thought You Were Playing Just Got Cancelled, right?
Yep.
Z desky od Das Nouna, kterou udělal společně s Burncem, jmenuje se Fall of 98.
Aha.
A na řadě je moje další otázka. You both are freestyle DJs, freestyle MCs too.
I can freestyle DJ right now if you want.
No, sorry, I'm just obsessed with the, you know, with the DJ. So
yeah, it's all good.
I hear you. You don't
want
to hear me DJ.
How do you mentally prepare for the battle?
I put a bunch of hamsters in a bag and I bang them against a stop sign. I'm kidding.
Don't translate that. When I used to battle, I haven't done organized battling now in about 3 years. But when I used to battle, I would just sit there and think about every possible situation that could arise. And then like what like fighting technique I would use to try to get out of it. And then I would just not talk to anyone and walk around in a circle and get myself as angry as I possibly could. So by
that
the time
sounds
I,
pretty accurate.
By the time I hit the stage, I would be like ready to hit somebody. Like, yeah, I mean, it would only be like
enraged.
Yeah, I would be beyond enraged. I'd work myself up. I'd be like, this guy's trying to take your money. This guy's trying to take your career. You know, so by the time I hit the stage, I was ready to knock somebody out.
Yeah, so it was basically the same thing for me, except like I would convince myself I was a robot and I was like mindful of everything that like I could possibly ever say to anyone. And then like I would line it up in my head, like kind of like, you know how when you're on a computer, and you got a bunch of windows open and stuff. So like I would have a bunch of windows open with like a bunch of like different things to say and just right. Leave them together. And it's the same thing. Like I would just be as mad as possible when trying to be as like just focus that anger to like kill everyone.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then
and other than that, like I would just like battle myself in the mirror, so I'll like know what other people would say to me,
right.
So I could already be thinking of like comebacks.
Yeah, I'd sit there and battle my favorite MCs in my head over and over and over again when I was a kid. So I would like, yeah, I mean, like try to get over like the fear of getting up in front of somebody. And the other thing that I would do is I would, my eyes close very easily. Like I got like right now, like my eyes look like they're closed, but they're open. So I would do that because if you're facing this way to the stage and the crowd is out here, you don't look at the crowd because the crowd's a distraction. The crowd has nothing to do with what you're doing. Like if I'm battling you, you're right here. Like we're getting ready to fight. I'm not going to look over here.
Mm-hmm.
I only have one thing I'm looking at. It's the man in front of me. And then that way you can pay attention to what he's saying. Because the best things that happen in battles aren't the things you think about before.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you go off of what the guy says. Like, he punches, you block it, you know what I mean?
Right.
You come over, knock him out.
Trusty, máš těžký úkol.
Víš? Ne, já jsem si to kral.
Poslouchal, ty, pešlivě. Tak hlavně nejdřív, teď mě to zní trošku jako, když v kreslených komiksech, tyjo, vždycky ten naštvaný člověk chodí zpátky z jedné strany místnosti na druhou a soustředuje se a přemýšlí, co všechno se může mu vlastně stát, jako veškerý situaci uvažuje, jako co se může stát a pak
co ještě kluci říkali, no?
Back, what was it you were saying about? Oh yeah, being a robot.
The windows, yeah. The match.
No, taky Icon to srovnával jako s obrazovkou počítače, že když se dívá na různý walkinka, jako, ve kterém bude mít jako různý téma a rýmy jak by to jako mohl dávat dohromady. A hlavně taky jako o soupeře pak jako nejdůležitější se na něho soustředit při tom battlu a ne tolik jako těch lidí kolem a dost to taky trošku srovnal s boxem, že to jako je dost bojová věc. Že
se rána vykryješ a
přesně.
Dáváš ránu ty.
Tak.
What topics should a freestyle MC avoid?
None.
Yeah.
You should be able to rhyme about anything.
How about family? How about, I don't know.
Nah, I mean, in a battle, there absolutely is nothing that isn't sacred.
Yeah, all's fair in love and war.
All's fair in love and war. I mean, like, I would avoid a racial or ethnic slur unless the other person goes at you first. And then if the other person goes at you first, then, you know, then the gloves can come off. I mean, that's like, that's really like the only thing I wouldn't do unless somebody came at me that way. Yeah, I mean, but yeah, but aside from that, I mean, like, there, I've said things to people in battles that, you know, I mean, are just, you know, ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing you can't say. I mean, I battled people and brought up personal information about them. I battled my friends and brought up personal stuff. Yeah, I mean, on stage in front of 500 people, and, you know, they didn't talk to me for a couple of weeks, but I won, so that's what's important.
Icon, something to say? No.
I mean, I pretty much agree with that, and I think even with the racial thing, it only becomes an issue when the other person sucks and doesn't have like a way to come back at it. Because like, there's this kid in America, Asian kid named Jin, and everybody would battle him, and they would always say like a Chinese joke. And then, like, he would just flip it, and, like, he would always win because of that.
Yeah.
Whereas I was in this battle in Seattle where this one kid, I forget what his name was, but somebody, like, came at him, like, with a whole bunch of racial jokes about being Chinese and stuff, and he couldn't handle it. And then it was, like, this big, like, controversy on the internet. If he didn't suck, then, like, it wouldn't have been a problem because he would have won, you know what I mean? So it's not an issue. Just don't suck.
Right. Otázka byla, jakých témat by se měl freestyleový MC vyvarovat. Já jenom poprosím Trustyho, nesmíme používat vulgární slova.
Jasně, teď oni ani žádný neřekli, tak proč bych vymyslel. Ne, že v podstatě nic jako nebráně jako témat, jedině nějakých rasistických jako, že, poznámků, že by sami jako nezačali s tím, ale v případě, že by ten soupeř jako něco takového na ně vyvalil, tak jsou schopný odpovídat podobným způsobem. Pak ještě Icon říkal o čínskému rapperovi Jin, který přesně jako vyhrával hlavně z toho důvodu, že každý na něho vždycky vytáhl něco o tom, jak je Číňan, a to vždycky bral zřejmě dost osobně a tím vlastně byl silnější ještě jako soupeř.
Díky za odpovědi. Vzhledem k tomu, že to jsou vzácní hosti dnes, tak se ještě za pár minut vrátíme na mikrofon a teď po dokončení DJ Crashe, tak si pustíme skladbu King Me právě od Icona, a potom následuje Rhyme Gets Rougher od Dust Known. Takže užívejte si, poslouchejte a za chvilku jsme zpátky.